Firstly, I was briefed by the White House last night. I totally agree with the president's decision as commander-in-chief for two reasons. Number one, this is genocide. There are Christians. There are other people that are being killed and maimed by this ISIL. They're killing women and children. The second thing is that we have to do whatever we need to do anywhere in the world to protect American citizens. And we have Americans not only in the embassy in Baghdad, but also up in the Kurdish region. We have a embassy type of situation there, too. So I think the president acted correctly, and I stand behind him. And I would also say this, that the commander-in-chief of the United States, we're at war in this situation right now, and we need to stand behind him. We don't need any political rhetoric because it makes us look weaker to the rest of the world and to our enemies. So hopefully we can get behind the president and what he's doing at this point. The president also advised me, the White House also advised me, that there would be no boots on the ground.
Do you believe them that there will be no boots on the ground, or is the situation going to get worse where to the point where airstrikes won't be effective?
I think clearly the situation will get worse, but I think that what we have to do is organize the rest of our allies, in that region to go and to stand up, just like we did at the beginning of Libya, where we provided resources that other countries didn't have. But we do not want to get involved in another prolonged war in Iraq again. But at this point, we had to act right away from a humanitarian point of view, but also to protect Americans.
For those who were saying when the U.S. troops, you know, began its withdrawal of troops from Iraq, that ISIS was just waiting for this to happen, and then this is a direct result of that, do you see it that way?
Well, you can look at a lot of problems with history and what we did in Iraq. You know, it would have been better in the beginning, if you want to look at history, that we never should have left Afghanistan until we finished our job there, and then if they want to go to Iraq, that's fine. But I think what we need to look at, as far as Iraq is concerned, that we have not done the job where they do not have the military that we have trained that is strong enough to stand up to a group like ISIL. But the problem is that ISIL is very dangerous in that they have command and control. They have our weapons, they have resources, and they have money. So we have to stop them now. And it's just not us. It's the region. It's the world has to stop them. They've already threatened to put a flag on our White House. Now, threats are easy. They've made comments that why don't you be a man and come and put boots on the ground. Well, we need to say, number one, we're going to stop you from killing Americans and the genocide that's occurring. A man doesn't kill women and children either.